Hey everybody, you're listening to Garbage Talk, episode number one. And today we're going to be talking about the latest social media network to go viral. It's Vero. So welcome back to the Garbage Talk podcast. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. The podcast is produced weekly, or at least that's what we're aiming for at the moment. Show notes can be found in the episode with links to the websites and my social media. Come back often. Feel free to add the podcast through iTunes, Google Music, or Anchor. You can also follow me on Twitter at TheMarkDalton and Instagram.com/TheMarkDalton. And you can visit my website, markdaltonphotography.com. Let's get into the show. So this podcast episode comes off the back of a blog post that I put up this morning on my website, which was titled, "We Need to Talk About Vero." So for anyone who doesn't know what Vero is the latest social media network that is really taking off with influencers and creators. It basically offers the option of joining a social network which does not have an algorithm and which does not have advertising. Now, there's a couple of problems with this. Namely, there's limitations when you choose to set up a platform that doesn't have advertising. You're limited financially. You have to find a way to support the website, and Vero's solution is going to be to implement a subscription-based model. So to charge people a certain amount per month to use the platform. That's why we're seeing such a surge in interest at the moment, because they've said that the first million people who sign up will get a lifetime free access. They will not be charged to use the platform ever. The first 1 million users. Anyone after that is going to have to pay a subscription. And that's why we're seeing a surge of people joining at the moment, because everyone wants to be in that bracket of the first 1 million people. You know, realistically, who wants to pay subscription fees for a social media website? Not a whole load of people. And that's where Vero is going to end up running into problems. But I spent the weekend using Vero. I tried to use the app. It sucked. It was shit. The app itself is all over the place. The design is not the best. It's a bit all over the place. It's not the easiest to follow. As well as that, the app just doesn't work. Now, Vero is addressing this through their Twitter. If you look at their Twitter feed, it's all, you know, "We apologize and thank you for sticking with us and thank you for your support and blah, blah, blah." The experience I had when I was using it is that, so for instance, and I'm in the app at the moment, so if I change from one tab to another, and I don't know if this is a problem for anyone else, but when I change from one tab to another, it's actually dropping frame rates. So basically what that means for anyone who doesn't know, it's stuttering. The application, you open up a new window and it stutters for a little bit. It's dropping the frames, which for an application is pretty poor. You know, it's not a good start. Then there's complications with making new posts. I tried multiple times over the weekend to create a new post. I kept getting errors saying that my post had failed. Now, and there you go, as I'm on it at the moment, an error has just popped up on my phone saying, "Server timeout, please try again later." I click OK. And it's actually booted me out of the app. And I have to go back in. So it's just not working. The servers, the app is not the best. The app is pretty poor. The servers are fucking dreadful. The servers are so bad. This, for anyone who doesn't know, because I appreciate not everyone's going to be tech minded, but the servers are basically what's running the platform, what's keeping it up, keeping it going. When the server goes down, you can't get into an application or a platform, it essentially crashes. The servers on Vero suck shit. They're constantly timing out. I try to search for a new person and it just times out. I'm struggling to create new posts. It's dropping frames. I actually, there's an interesting one. You go into notifications and it's struggling to tell me who's following me. So I get a notification saying someone has followed you. It won't actually populate their name. And then eventually you go back a few hours later and it might have populated their name. But it's just struggling with basic shit. I mean, some people, and the point has been made to me, one or two people said to me over the weekend, dude, give them a break. They're trying their hardest, they're only new. Give them a chance to get going with all the popularity and demand they're getting. Let me just straighten that out right here, right now. Vero is not new. Vero has been around for a couple of years. I think it's been around since either 2014 or 2015. This is not a new platform. There just hasn't been any interest in it until now. Now there's interest in it, and okay, they weren't expecting it to take off this quickly at this time, but it's a lot to be talking about charging subscription fees before you even get your application right. So they've got a lot of work to do there. So those are some of the experiences I've had using it over the weekend. But I want to move on and talk about the Vero Manifesto. Okay, so on Vero's website, you can access the Vero Manifesto. And it has the usual marketing terms in there to sell a platform, things like true social and people naturally seeking connection or something more authentic. So these are just some of the phrases that the manifesto uses. It's all marketing talk. It's nothing we haven't seen from other platforms. Other platforms, while they may not have used these exact words, they've had the same similar sentiment. What is strange about this, what I find strange, is right under the manifesto, there's a clarification section. So I personally find it bizarre that the manifesto of a company has to be clarified on the same page. So it covers a range of points. You have all the standard stuff like don't post abusive content, don't steal other people's content, all the stuff that we see on social media platforms. So there's nothing new there. But there is clarification points around subscription fees and the algorithm. So, subscription fees. So after breaking 1 million users, a subscription fee will be introduced to keep the platform ad-free. Now, I personally don't have a problem with ads on social media. And the people who are saying, oh, and I'm not going to say everyone, but a lot of people who are saying, oh my God, Vero is ad-free. Yes. Quite a number of people who are saying that are the same people who run ads on their website, ads on their blog, ads on their YouTube, or have used Facebook ads. And the way I look at it, I'm not going to bash something that I use. I've used advertising before. I still do use advertising before. I don't have a problem with it. Because if advertising is done correctly, and if it's done well, it's not that bad. I've bought things from ads on Instagram because they've been done really well. So I don't have a problem with ads. Now, Vero wants to keep it ad-free, which is fine. And they're going to do that by charging a subscription fee after 1 million users, which is not a big number. And according to a Vero spokesperson, they're actually getting quite close to breaking that 1 million, probably being the next day or two. So when you consider that a platform like Instagram has 800 million active users, 1 million isn't a lot. I feel that they probably should have said 100 million users will be free for life. And that's why we're getting this viral effect. We're getting this sudden rush. On the off chance that this platform takes off, the creators and the influencers don't want to pay for it. So they're jumping in now, like myself, to be part of that 1 million. So we don't have to pay for it if it takes off. Now, the second thing that they clarify with regards to the algorithm, I get it. I get that people are frustrated with the Instagram algorithm. I am also frustrated with Instagram's algorithm. I think their algorithm is fucking dreadful. However, every social media platform now, every mainstream social media platform has some kind of algorithm. Twitter has an algorithm. Snapchat has an algorithm. Facebook, Instagram, they all vary in how they implement it, but they're all using an algorithm. So I understand the frustration, but I think it's more from a poorly implemented algorithm than anything else. There is a problem with going with the completely live route. When you have a feed that has no algorithm whatsoever, I know that to get to the top of your feed and to stay at the top of your feed, I just have to post a lot, post consistently throughout the day, and you're gonna see a lot of me. Basically, I need to spam your feed. That's it, really. Because I know if I do that, I'm gonna stay high up because it's completely live. There's no algorithm. I'm not gonna get penalized for spamming your feed. And it gives rise to spam artists. So I think that algorithms are important, but I think that on some platforms like Instagram, they're not being implemented correctly or properly or efficiently at all. I'd love for them to rip the algorithm out and start again and put in a new one that benefits creators and benefits users, because that can be done. But I don't see them doing that. Instagram is a beast at the moment. Vero can say, well, we're not introducing an algorithm, but a truly live feed, there are problems to that as well. So those are the two standout points of the manifesto that I find a little bit strange as such. I don't think they're huge selling points as some people are making them out to be. So let's move on to the next thing, which is the terms of service. Okay, so I'm gonna tackle this point real quickly. So the main thing I want to draw on in the terms of service, because I could pick holes all over the terms of service, but basically the biggest point here for creators to take note of is that Vero has the right to use the content shared on the platform without paying royalties forever and anywhere. If you're a creator, this should be a big concern. In particular, photographers that I know have always had the concern of people stealing their work, not getting paid for work, not getting credited properly. You're now about to start sharing your work on a platform whose terms of service allows them to do whatever they please with that content and never reward the creator. Social media platforms have had similar wording in their terms of service, but you find that the platforms allow for royalty-free sharing inside their application or to specifically promote their application, whereas Vero actually allows for royalty-free sharing anywhere in any way. Now, they have said that the language in this section has caused confusion and will be updated to clarify, and that all sounds fine, but it's important to keep this point in mind for when we talk about the next section, which is the history of the Vero team. Okay, so what I want to do now is I want to just present the facts, same as what I did in the blog post, and leave it to you, the listener or the reader, to draw your own conclusions, to draw your own inferences. You don't need to dig very deep to get some of this information. I got it real quick, and I have to give respect to Pascoal da Silva on Twitter because he dug up a lot of this stuff. I researched it a bit more, and he shared it on his Twitter thread, and that's where I first kind of found out a bit more about the guys behind this. So I'm just going to present the facts, and you can decide whether you can decide whatever you want. So, the founder is a Lebanese billionaire heir. His name is Ayman Hariri. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He's the second youngest son of Rafik Hariri, who was the Prime Minister of Lebanon between 1992 and 1998, and again from 2000 to 2004. Now, it is important to give a bit of background on the father, Rafik Hariri. So, he was considered to be the principal actor in the widespread corruption which plagued Lebanon during Syrian occupation. His wealth grew from less than $1 billion to $16 billion in his time as prime minister. He was the primary shareholder in a company known as Solidaire, which was responsible for the development and reconstruction of Beirut's central district. Now, the company was basically came along, compensated each owner in the business district with shares worth as little as 15% of their property value, which allowed Hariri and his associates to profit from their project. It was an open secret. Hariri also allowed kickbacks from public spending to enrich major government figures in return for a free hand in economic matters. As a result of popular discontent with his policies, public demonstrations were banned by government in 1994, and Hariri was assassinated in 2005. Now, should the founder of Vero be responsible for his father's actions? No, absolutely not. However, it's important to give a bit of background on his father and his father's business and the corruption his father was involved in, because the next point is regarding the family-run business, which he did have a hand in, as well as his father and his extended family. So that company was called, because it no longer exists, the family-run company was called Saudi Ogre. Saudi Ogre was a construction company which was incorporated in January 1978. It was a private company wholly owned by the Rafik Hariri family, and it lists Saad Hariri as the chairman and the Vero founder and CEO Ayman Hariri is listed as the CEO of Saudi Ogre. Now, the company has a dark history. Due to alleged mismanagement, corruption, and falling oil prices, Saudi Ogre suffered a significant financial impact and failed to provide monthly salaries to staff from November 2015. Around 9,000 Filipino workers appealed to both local officials and the country's embassy to help resolve an escalating labor problem in terms of 8 to 9 months' salary due to them. The company then shut down the canteen for foreign workers. They were forced to rely on food donations from community groups and embassy personnel. The workers were not permitted to leave their accommodation because the residency permits had expired and only employers are able to renew the permits. Allegedly, this would have cost Saudi Ogre money, and so their decision was made to keep workers on the premises. As permits had expired, staff would be jailed if they were caught outside of the accommodation. And as a result of lapsing permits, bank accounts were closed. They were unable to call home as retail outlets look for a valid permit before selling a phone or a SIM card. The lack of mobility prevented them from physically going to the embassy for assistance. And allegedly, all of this was down to the company not renewing the permits. Crime started to rise inside the workers' accommodation and the company premises. Company cars were overturned, housing units burned to the ground, and pickets continued. Workers were then unable to leave the country because they need valid exit clearance to do so, which only the company can provide. The company was unable to provide airline tickets, end of service benefits, or salaries to staff who had resigned and wanted to leave, and they were essentially imprisoned in company accommodation. Now, this isn't new information. This has been covered in mainstream media by Bloomberg, by Reuters. They've done articles on this. The company Saudi Ogar was a big company. It was the country's biggest builder. It won awards from Forbes before it closed in 2017. I have to, you know, we have to understand that obviously this is not entirely the fault of the CEO of Vero. Obviously, the board, the directors, they shoulder blame for what happened as well. But the perception that people have, myself included, is that the CEO and the board could have done a lot more, but seemingly decided not to do so. Now, there's two sides to every story. I'm sure that Hariri and the board members have their side to the story, but all we can kind of convey right now are facts that are in the media. It's up to you to decide whether or not you give a shit. Some people won't care about this and they'll be like, look, I just want a social media platform that suits my needs and I don't give a fuck what he was involved with in the past. I just don't care. And you know what? That's absolutely fine. Each individual has to decide for themselves. Me personally, I'm not fully into giving my details and content to someone with a shady background like this. I guess it ultimately boils down to, should you join Vero? Ultimately, it's up to you. I'm not going to tell you not to join Vero. I personally don't see a whole lot of incentive to using it, apart from being part of the first million should the app take off. I think we're really going to see what the platform's made of once they reach a point where they are going to introduce a subscription service. Networks like this pop up from time to time. They tend to fizzle out. We've had Elo, Google Plus, Path. There's nothing in Vero we haven't really seen before, just a promise of no ads and no algorithm. And other mainstream social media apps also started with no ads and no algorithm. So who's to say that Vero will keep it like that? You're basically giving up your content to the platform. I'm sure that they don't have malicious intent. I'm nearly positive that they don't have malicious intent with your content, but would you trust them? Me personally, I wouldn't. The app itself sucks shit. The servers are a disaster. It doesn't work a lot of the time. I can see it gaining a bit of momentum and then fizzling out. And the reason being is because when I look at the people on my Instagram stories who are promoting Vero, they're all influencers and or creators. The average end user doesn't even know what the hell Vero is. If I were to ask family or friends right now, have you heard about Vero? I guarantee you the reaction would be, what the hell is Vero? The average end user will stick with what they know. They will stick with the mainstream app. And they definitely won't pay a subscription fee to be part of a social media platform when there are free platforms out there. And that's going to be a big problem for Vero. The final point I want to make, and it's an interesting one. Justine's Eric, iJustine, pointed out on Twitter that when you're deleting your account on Vero, even that's not straightforward. So she went to delete her account, went through the steps in the app, and a pop-up came up saying, your request has been sent. We will reply as soon as possible. Please check for our response. Any other platform, and it would be done. That would be it. It would be gone. And there'd be no question about it. But this app basically logs it as a request. You've requested to delete your account and we'll get back to you with our response. What? I don't understand that. Check out the blog post if you wish. Much of it is the same as what I've talked about in this podcast. I've nothing really else to add into it. My gut tells me it's gonna fizzle out at some point pretty soon. I just can't see them getting past the whole subscription thing. And I think someone pointed out to me on Twitter that they may go, oh, well, we won't introduce subscriptions. We'll keep it free for everyone. I think that's a very real possibility. But if they do that, they're gonna have to implement ads because they're going to need revenue from somewhere. So they're gonna run into problems on that front either way. But that's it about Vero. Check out the blog post, follow me on social media. Thank you so much for listening. So that's it, guys, for episode number one. I just want to finish off this podcast by just saying thank you very much for anyone who listens. This is a developing project. I'm sure that I will listen back to this podcast in like a year and be cringing and probably not make it past the first minute. But it's very much something that has to be developed, built upon, worked out. At the moment, it's starting as a solo project, which is probably fucking nuts for a podcast, but we'll see how it goes. I just want to say thank you so much for anyone who has listened, and I'll talk to you guys again next week.